January 6, 1985, 1:18 a.m., and this is Temporal Experiment Number 1.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria!
But your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they stopped to think if they should.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Be Nostalgic. And I did say greedy people.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my husband, Andrew McGuire. He's the co-host.
Hello.
And I'm Beatrice Lopez. And we are here discussing Dogma in a very special episode where we talk about a controversial topic, religion.
Yeah. I mean, this is an important episode, Dogma. Not Katma.
Dogma and their hatred of cats. Why do they hate cats? Why are they only focused on dogs and ma's?
Right.
Dogs and mothers.
Yeah. It's not like cat paw.
Nope, it's not cat paw. Screw you, cats and dads. This is all about dogs and mothers.
This is
the mother of God and an unwed mother.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, spoiler. It turns out she was pregnant the whole time. And Jay is not the father, no matter how hard he tried. And he really did.
Mm-hmm.
Now for my synopsis,
yes,
which I wrote down.
Mm-hmm.
Jaded Catholic woman joins up with a mute and a sex fiend to save the world from Ben Affleck. That's the movie.
Yeah, pretty much. See you next time, everybody.
This movie aired in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
On the cusp of the new century.
Yeah.
Ooh, there was fear of Y2K and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we were partying like it was 1999.
We were partying like it was 1999. Oh, those were the days.
Even though I think that song's from the 80s?
Yeah, it is from the 80s. I was in high school.
I was
junior high school? Graduating junior high school.
No, I was graduating
elementary
school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was the class of 99.
Aww.
And we made fun of all the other kids because we're like, huh? Like the fifth graders, because we're like, you're the class of zero. You're zeros. Me.
What? 2000 is like the best year to graduate.
But it was 00. See, and we were 99. So 99 is higher than 00.
But 99 is like less than 100, so you're
but second place. But it's higher than 00, which is what the shirts would say.
But in golf, lower score is better.
Yeah, well, you know, we didn't bless our clubs, so.
Ha ha! But we did. We're sanctimonious Fs. So congratulations to Ray for guessing this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you'll be able to guess the next movie. Ha ha ha! I made it extra hard.
Oh, did you actually write down a clue?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
So this movie has a lot of star power.
Mm-hmm.
It's Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Salma Hayek, Alan Rickman. There's also, obviously, Kevin Smith stars in his own movie that he directed. Oh my God, I forgot Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm. Chris Rock.
Oh, Jason Lee.
Jason Lee. Janine Garofalo.
Oh my gosh, and Alanis Morissette
is God.
Is God.
Mm-hmm.
The voice of God is Alan Rickman.
Mm-hmm.
Rufus, the 13th apostle.
Yes.
Because there were 13 apostles, they just didn't write about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because a man wrote about the Bible. A man wrote the Bible. And of course he left out, like, Rufus, because he was black, and all the women's names.
Yeah. Are the muses in the Bible?
I don't think so.
Like, I don't know.
I honestly don't think so.
I've never read it.
I don't think it's in there.
I've never read it, so I don't.
I mean, I've read some.
I've read, like, passages.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
I don't know.
So as far as I know, this is a completely true to the Bible.
Because it says dogma. Mm-hmm. Dogma is something that you're supposed to believe, mm-hmm. supposedly.
Yeah, I mean, I personally worship Mubi, so.
And Jeebus.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mubi is the cow.
Oh, the cow, like Newport Creamery.
Yeah, it's the company. It's like the McDonald's stand-in in this movie.
Oh, I see. Because I was thinking it was like, oh, that's just like Newport Creamery. Mm. They have a golden calf.
Yeah.
They literally have a golden calf as their
emblem.
Emblem.
Yeah.
Oh, awful awful. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what awful awfuls are, they're like cabinets.
Yeah, you know, awful awfuls. They're cabinets.
Or, okay, if you're not from Rhode Island, it's milkshake. No. Oh, yes. Ah!
Don't,
come on!
Don't tell them.
Bleep it out!
I will.
Bleep!
At 9, well, actually, it's a little less because we were recording before this. I will find that and I'll bleep it out because I don't want anyone to know what a cabinet is.
Oh, not before my coffee lady, Ray, needs to find out. Hmm. Lock it up, Ray.
By the way.
If they build it, they will come.
Will I bleep it out? Probably not.
Oh, okay.
Because editing is...
It's painful.
It's so hard to,
annoying.
To find that one thing and then bleep it.
Find that one thing and bleep it out. Ugh, yeah. Nobody wants to do that. That's the worst.
No, if I have to take more than 15 minutes editing, then it's too much work.
Yeah. But no, seriously, Andrew puts a lot of work and effort into this. I didn't even do a drawing for this one.
Yeah, that's okay.
The next one, oh my gosh, it's going to have the best. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's too much now. George Carlin was also in it. He plays the kind of, bishop.
Yeah.
And Linda Fiorentino is the jaded woman, who's also the... a descendant of Christ.
The Last Scion.
The Last Scion. Jason Mewes plays Jane. Mm-hmm. And that's all the people that I can think of right now. Mm-hmm. They don't say anything about the hockey players who are obviously demons.
They're not demons. They're,
oh, yeah, that's right.
They're just like... So, I really feel like they kind of... This movie almost came out too late for this trope, but they're making fun of the satanic panic of the 80s by making the angsty teens devil worshippers.
Or demon worshippers. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Or hooligans, friends across the pond.
Mm-hmm. Ruffians. Scoundrels.
Scallywags.
Scallywags. They,
and all around bad guys.
Yeah, and they have...
Or girls. Girls can be bad, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they use hockey sticks as their, like, forms of attack.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't bless it? They didn't bless it? They can't bless their evil things?
I think that would go against the reason of having them be evil.
I mean, don't they have, like, their own version of, like, an evil...
Blessing? Like a curse?
Yeah, maybe they could have cursed their things. Mm-hmm. Oh, that would have made them win. Mm-hmm. They cursed it with, like, the blood of...
Well, the devil doesn't want them to succeed, though.
Oh, right.
Because the devil doesn't want them to succeed where he failed.
That's right. It's just Jason Lee's character that wants them to...
Yeah, he wants them to wipe out existence.
Yeah.
Because hell is so bad that he'd rather not exist than be in hell.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's like they should call it the bad place. Mm-hmm. Bad place.
Yeah.
We are in the bad place.
Someone should write that down as an idea.
Yes. Yes. And then they should have a thing where someone thinks they're in the good place, but they're actually in the bad place pretending to be the good place. Mm-hmm. And someone nostalgic like a Ted Danson should be in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That would be cool. Too bad that doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. Wah, wah, wah. So back to this movie that we're talking about, obviously. Mm-hmm. Dogma.
Yes.
Now, they do mention a lot of religions. The angels do, anyway. Yeah. There's a lot of murdering and killing of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like gory, but the most disgusting thing for me, the MVP nasty scene, because there's always a nasty scene in every movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a tie between Alan Rickman proving that he doesn't have the parts and the poo-poo deity or monster.
The poo demon.
The poo demon.
The great mighty poo.
So if you have not watched this movie and you're a fan of poo, well, you're in for a treat. There is a poo demon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's all I can say. It's a poo demon. There wasn't any corn kernels, and that would have been, like, really funny.
It would have been. If he had them scattered.
I don't know what that means. Scat? What is scat? Is that another way for saying poo?
Pretty much.
Oh, like cow pies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like that. The golden calf had a cow pie and was that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I see. So what was your disgusting, gross-out moment from this movie?
I mean, I guess that would probably be it. Like, the poo monster is definitely probably meant to be the grossest thing in the movie. It is a poo demon.
It's a poo demon. Demon. How many times can we say poo demon? Mm-hmm. At least one more.
Poo demon.
Yay, that's it. It's dead and buried.
It's done now?
It's done now.
So they would have been probably, I don't know if they actually say which circle of hell, if they go with the circles of hell.
Like interpretation. Dante's interpretations of this?
Yeah, which I've read very multiple times, but I can't remember all of them.
I read that book, Inferno.
Mm-hmm.
I read it. They made a lot of references to people at that time, but I didn't know who they were talking about.
Yeah, it's a smarty person book, and it's also like written for the people of that time.
Yeah.
So like, oh, this man from Florence, so-and-so, and I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Instead, for this time, would be that man from Florida.
But I do know there's like one of the circles has people just like buried in excrement. So
yeah.
I assume that demon is from that circle.
Oh yeah, that's true. It probably would be from that circle.
Mm-hmm.
I see now.
You know, where they bury people in excrement, they chase red squirrels around.
Oh, it's horrible. Oh wait, did George Carlin do that joke about the Aristocats?
I'm sure he did at some point.
And I'm sure that version of the joke is somewhere in one of those rings of...
Yeah, there's like an entire documentary about that joke.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Such a sick joke.
Mm-hmm. What? I lost my train of thought.
Oh no, that train. Catch that train.
So George Carlin's like bishop is trying to
rebrand
to get people back to the church, which I guess isn't the worst. I mean, it sounds like he's doing it because he wants more people to tithe and make more money.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm pretty sure about that too.
But I think a lot of, you know, if you were a spiritual leader, it would seem like a good idea to try to get more people in the church.
I mean, he did have some good, like, reasons.
Yeah.
The crucifix is very scary and frightening to see someone, you know, all bloodied and messed up. And Passion is just like, oh my gosh. And this was before the Passion.
Yeah.
Of the Christ with Mel Gibson before he had his tirade. Mm-hmm. When he was somewhat normal. And I think the thumbs up Jesus is just more of a, like, hey.
Welcoming, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not scary. I'm not going to molest you. Hey, we're friends.
Yeah.
So I think his rebranding idea was pretty cool.
Right.
And they also make a nod towards Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, because that's where she works.
That's where she works.
Mm-hmm. And they made a point in the movie, and I thought it was a joke, but it's actually something real, where they pass the protesters, and they like know the protesters by name, because they're there like every day. And that's a real thing, that like people who work at Planned Parenthood know that.
Yeah, it happens all the time. But just to put everybody's mind at ease, abortions aren't the only thing they do there.
Right? Like, not even close.
It's like 1% of the things that they do there.
Mm-hmm.
So many other things about reproductive health.
Yep.
And just in general.
Yeah, information.
Information. And I'm trying to think of other things, but...
I don't work for them, so I don't know everything they do.
But obviously look it up, because
yeah,
it's not just that.
Yep, but people don't care.
I know.
I had a guy like yelling in my face at the State House.
Oh no!
When I went to support making it, you know. We were trying to, in our state, codify Roe v. Wade. So
yep.
In case it got struck down, at least in our state, it would still be law.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, it's already in the amendment, or it's already, you know, from the Supreme Court. So we don't need to do this for more protection. And they're like, we win. So now we just have to get rid of Roe v. Wade.
Oh my gosh, these guys are so weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, for a lighter note, I can't even... I think Chris Rock was just hilarious in this.
Yeah.
I think he's hilarious and so small. He's a very slender guy.
Yeah.
I didn't even really think about his frame before until this. And then he has to put on Kevin Smith's jacket. And he kind of wore it like a robe.
Yeah.
Like a child would wear their dad's jacket.
Yeah. I think that was to accentuate his... like skinniest, making me look even smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he was swimming in the clothes.
Yeah. But Kevin Smith has actually lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Since then. I mean, good for you.
Yeah.
I think he looked fine before, but for health reasons, I think.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, he looked fine. But I like that if you've watched any of his movies where he's in it as Silent Bob, he usually only has one line.
Yeah. And he's then, so silent.
Yeah. And this one was where he says, no ticket, after he throws one of them off the
plane. That's my favorite line.
Train. Yep. And there was, let's see.
Was there another movie? I mean, there's Jay and Bob, Silent Bob Strike Again or something?
Strike Back. Yes. And in that one, it was, he was trying to tell Jay about to read the sign. And he was like miming sign. And he's like, I don't know what you're saying. He's like, the sign! The effing sign!
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And Jay's like, oh, say don't spray, man.
Oh, Kevin Smith.
But they were also in Mall Rats together.
Mall Rats with Jason Lee, right?
Or
Ethan Suplee.
Ethan Suplee was in that, but I don't know if Jason Lee was in that.
I don't know why I feel like he was in that.
Yes, Jason Lee was in that.
Yes.
Yes, he was. He is pining after some girl in there.
Oh, and it's similar to that Chasing Amy where they're pining after that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Yeah, Chasing Amy I think is supposed to make fun of romantic comedies.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I never saw it, but maybe I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in it?
I really don't remember. I know I've seen it, but I can't. But once, long time ago. It was one of those movies that people were like, it's such a good movie, and I watched it, and I was just like, I don't get it. It's
like
not
Reservoir
for me.
Reservoir Dogs? Like, everybody's like, oh, it's the best. Like,
hot take. I have yet to watch a Tarantino movie. No, I like Kill Bill.
Kill Bill, Beatrix, me. I'm in it.
Kill Bill.
Forget Uma Thurman. It's me. It's all about me.
Kill Bill is an entertaining movie.
No, Uma Thurman's awesome in it.
But it's a bunch of scenes.
Yeah.
That are cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of scenes that are really cool and.
I do not think that. I don't think he can tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he has good dialogue. I just think he does action movies really well. And it's because he just does things he's seen before.
Oh, right. He cuts and pastes things from other movies. Yeah. He calls them homages.
Yes.
Homages. Homages.
Ho.
Homages.
Homages.
That's right. It's not copywriting or stealing if you call it a homage.
Yeah. But I don't know. This
barely an inconvenience, right?
Yeah.
To save the world.
Right. Barely an inconvenience. Well, basically, they just have to. So God is being, which is really weird that they're able to debilitate God by
putting him in a coma, in a coma.
Putting her in a body that has a coma.
Yeah. Like that. Which is weird. Like.
So they have to kill the body so she can be released.
Yeah. Like that's weird.
I feel like omniscient, omnipotent, omnipotent God wouldn't need that assist.
Yeah, and then, like, that poor person is dead.
Yeah. But I guess...
Maybe she brought him back to life because she did reverse everything at the end.
Yep. So, it's really weird. But they do, all they have to do, basically, is unplug that person.
Yeah. The whole thing. The only thing they needed to do was that.
Yep.
And they finally figured out, you know, that trope where they figure out the thing in the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the protagonist of the movie figures it out.
Yep.
It's not like any minor character like Jay would have figured it out.
Jay does give her the information, though.
Well, yeah, but he didn't piece it together himself.
No, he
didn't.
But he's the prophet. So
the information. Oh, that's right. Prophet.
Yeah,
so
they're the prophets.
That's why he was the prophet.
Yeah.
It took him that long to tell her that information?
Yeah.
He was supposed to do that, like, way, way in the beginning.
Yeah.
Instead, he was really like a horn dog trying to get it with her
mm-hmm.
the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
His pants were like half off half the time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He does believe in safe sex, though.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
And normally I hate the stupid characters that they are portraying, but I actually enjoyed them.
I think it's the difference between... I'm trying to figure out how to word this.
No, I really enjoyed them.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed them. I don't like arrogance like Matt Damon's character. Ugh, sickening. Telling people what to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to trick them with wordplay. Ooh, look at you. Look at these apples. Like, dummy.
Dummy.
Where do you go? Harvard? Ha ha ha. You and Ben Affleck. Why did you ruin Batman? That's it.
I don't know. What can we say about this movie?
What can we say about this movie? I think that it left the door open for a sequel and it never paid it off.
Mm-hmm.
Because clearly she was pregnant with like a baby right then, right?
Yeah.
At the end, maybe she was just then inseminated or whatever. But they didn't pay it off with a new... like another movie. Like that baby was supposed to, you know, do stuff.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think it was just her reward for like fixing that was finally having a child.
Oh, because she always wanted to have like
yeah.
good luck finding somebody who's gonna take care of your illegitimate child. I mean that's the worst way to see it. I'm so cynical today.
Hmm?
I know she did, and if her ex tries to get back with her, like,
He already remarried.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, ugh. They'd been apart for a while.
Oh.
It wasn't just a recent
thing. I just want someone to get with her. I mean, she can't raise that child. Well, I guess she could. But she needs to love someone. She needs love.
Yeah.
Like a romantic love, not just, you know, the love that a mother has for their child.
Yeah.
I'm on her side. I just want her to have everything she could ever want.
Okay, I'll take that at face value.
Okay. Now, like, maybe Jay becomes a better person. Maybe they get married.
Mm. I think she likes Bob better. Silent Bob.
Oh, really? She likes Bob better? Oh, wouldn't that be nice if they got together?
Yeah.
Write in if you think it would be nice if they got together.
Yeah.
Or Jay and her.
Yeah.
But you know Jay's going to be in there anyway if they got married.
Yeah.
He would have to live there.
Yeah, he would help out.
With the baby?
Yeah, like that new Brian Siegel movie.
Really?
Brian Siegel, is that his name? Jason Siegel.
Yeah. What's that movie?
I forget what it's called. It's based on a true story. He moves in with his, like, friend because his friend's wife has cancer, so he moves in to, like, help out, take care of the kids and stuff.
That's so sad.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You know, it's just Jason Siegel being like, I'm actually a good actor. Can I have a real movie?
Well, he doesn't like acting with the puppets anymore? What's wrong with the puppets? I love the puppets. Jason!
I mean, he only did the one movie with his puppets.
I love the puppets. If you haven't seen it.
Our Friend is the name of the movie.
Our Friend? When does that come out?
Let's see. It comes out.
Because this is.
It might. It should be. It should be out soon, if not out already.
Ooh.
Because it says 2019, but that might be.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's see who else is in this. It's a. I think it's a dramedy.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, that's so sad. Oh, Dakota Johnson is in this? Oh, Casey Affleck?
You didn't really do much after How I Met Your Mother, huh?
No.
Okay.
Box office was 250,000. Mm-hmm. Huh, weird. I didn't even hear about it until you just mentioned it.
Yeah.
Well, aside from that, what else would you like to say about this religious allegory for these times?
I have nothing. It's a pretty straightforward comedy.
I mean,
and
it is.
I don't study religion, so I can't talk about
religion. Like talks that we can have or a TED talk on this. You could look up a TED talk on dogma, probably. There's someone out there who's very intelligent in this field.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I enjoyed it. I didn't have to watch it again. You just get the gist of it from the one viewing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get the gist of it. I mean, like, all religion is, like, corrupt. It's really about what you believe. So what you believe is valid.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you believe, it's valid because you believe it.
Right.
Just don't, like, you know, kill people. Even if you have, like, a hockey stick or something and you think you have to do that.
Right.
And if somebody's trying to hurt you with a hockey stick, get that golf club because it's probably blessed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. I can't even say nothing else.
I legitimately do not have anything else.
Nothing else.
Nothing else. I think we need to do a clue for the next movie.
I know. I'm going to do that because I'm going to definitely be working on some things. We got to go to the store and get some supplies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Here is... Well, I'm going to use a very abstract synopsis that's two lines. I'm not using any of the words in the title or any of the main characters. All right? Elderly man finally gets up. Single mom gets screwed over again. That is the clue. And I'll say it again for Ray in the back. Elderly man finally gets up. Single mom gets screwed over again. And that's the end of that. Ha ha ha. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, not without making it obvious.
I know. Will there be a winner? Oh my, I just want someone to win something.
I will not say. I will throw this out there because it's a very, very, very obscure part of the movie. And I feel like I'm the only one who brings it up. And anytime I bring it up, people are like, that's just a gag in the movie. And I'm like, it's a very important thing that we don't talk about. That this movie.
Yep.
Creates artificial intelligence and nobody talks about it.
Nobody talks about it. It's so scary. Like, why would they have a scary thing and something that's supposed to be fun and enjoyable?
Right.
Ugh, Sickening. I can't talk anymore about it because I'm going to accidentally say the name of the movie and it will ruin it for you. Mm-hmm. But, I'm going to make some crazy stuff.
Yep.
All right, that's it for this episode. Bye! Bye.
Your butt.
My butt.
Your butt.
That's right, my butt. My butt. My butt.